The Breakdown with Bethany is a mom.com podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, and welcome back to another episode of The Breakdown with Bethany. I'm Bethany Braun-Silva, and today my guest is supermodel and mom, Chanel Iman. Chanel is getting ready to welcome her third baby into the mix, so we're going to talk all about that. We're also going to talk about the eczema equality gap and how she's caring for her kids who have eczema, so you're definitely going to want to check it out. Oh my gosh. All right. So we're so excited to talk to you, but I know we're here to talk also about something quite serious, because when you think about, you know, our little babies, I'm a mom of two, and then any kind of like ailment or irritation, it really is heartbreaking. Like, you know, even though there's like a whole spectrum of things, right? But I was looking on your Instagram and you said that your daughter Cassie, right, struggles with eczema, and so much so that one of her first words was itchy. I was like, oh my goodness. So tell us about that. Yeah. and your partnership with Aveeno and why it was such an important fit for you.
Okay, so, you know, it's already hard enough being a parent, and having a child with eczema is just, it really compounds a parent's stress. And both of my daughters, Callie and Cassie, they both struggled with eczema. My oldest grew out of it, but my youngest still struggles. I've partnered with Aveeno Aveeno to talk about eczema equality leading up to the Eczema Awareness Month in October. I've teamed up with Aveeno Baby to support their efforts and affecting available content featuring eczema on skin of color, which is leading to under or misdiagnosed. And, you know, I'm going to share with you a little bit about the problem with Aveeno Baby and what we're doing about it and how Aveeno Baby products can help your readers with children and babies and how they can soothe and get relief.
I love that. And no, I totally get it. Look, you've got your hands full and you're about to welcome a third into the group. So tell us, what advice do you also have for parents that have kids with eczema? Aside from, like, of course, if there's any Aveeno products that you would absolutely recommend, but if, you know, a mom is just starting to notice, you know, the itchiness and the irritation, what do you suggest they do first?
Well, it took me a long time to figure it out, because when I was younger, I didn't have sensitive skin, and I couldn't figure out like what to do about my children that did have sensitive skin. So when I partnered with Aveeno, I started using some of the Aveeno Baby products, I found that the Aveeno Baby Nighttime Therapy Bomb worked wonders for my daughter, because she wasn't getting much sleep, and just being consistent with that product and applying it, and she was getting better sleep. And then, so once I partnered with Aveeno, they introduced me to Health and Her Hue, because I didn't really know who to go to, who to talk to about it and all her struggles. Aveeno Baby introduced me to Health and Her Hue, which is a digital platform connecting women of color to culturally sensitive healthcare providers and community supporters. And I was there, and there I was able to get information and the right resources to treat her.
I love that. That's so important. Sometimes we don't really think about like the specific, you know, needs of our children when it comes to skincare. But I also do want to talk about, you know, you're obviously, you know, you're like the top of the top when it comes to supermodels, and you're raising two gorgeous, beautiful girls. But I'm also wondering how you're instilling confidence in them, because, you know, you are in the limelight, and I'm just wondering sort of what you're passing down to them when it comes to confidence, maybe, you know, self-image and things like that.
Well, you know, we do shoot together sometimes, which is really fun. And my youngest daughter, she's been on set and was a little bit shy because of her eczema. And, I had to pull her to the side because she said, "My skin." And I said, "But baby, you know, beauty is within." So I always install that into them, and they know, you know, I'm raising to them to have, you know, self-love and love themselves for who they are inside. I think that's the most important thing. And just for them to be kids and not really, you know, feel insecure or feel uncomfortable about their skin or their appearance on the outside.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know that Callie is a pro probably at being a big sister already, but Cassie is getting ready to, you know, welcome a third baby into the mix. What are you guys doing to prepare?
I'm working on the nursery now. And just because I got rid of so much stuff. And so now I'm just trying to set up her nursery, and it's really fun for me just to go shopping. But now I know exactly what it is that I need because I'm a seasoned mother, so I know what products to buy. I know, you know, what works from the detergents I use to the clothes that I buy, like the everything. Literally, I know exactly what I need for this child. So I have a list of great products and things that I love.
I love that. And are you taking extra precautions because your first two children were eczema prone? Are you taking precautions with the third? With, I don't know if that's using like natural fibers in your fabrics and your like sheets and your things like that, or a special kind of detergent. Are you preparing for that?
Yeah, so I am going to be using the like non-fragrance detergent for everything when it comes to my newborn, including the Aveeno baby that is has no scent as well. But I think being just making sure that I'm using things that aren't as hard, have too many chemicals, or, you know, just like a little or have like oat in it, which is one of Aveeno baby's most important ingredient in baby and the Aveeno baby product that I love. Those kind of things is like what I'm really preparing for my newborn, or what I'm going to be using on my newborn.
Got it. And I know I said it before, you certainly have your hands full. And actually, I hate when people tell me that, like, but you do. And I'm wondering, as you're sort of rounding out the end of this pregnancy, like, are you able to take some time for yourself? And what does that look like? I know our listeners, our readers are always hungry for resources on self-care as a mother and things like that. So we would love to hear what that looks like for you.
Yeah, I think it's so important for a mother to take time for herself, even if it's just like, you know, the weekend. I have loads of support when it comes to helping me out around here. And I love my kids and I love time with my kids, but I feel like, you know, to be the best mother, best version of myself, I do need me time. So I do carve that out in my schedule to make sure.
That's good. And I know that you guys just had a big birthday in the house, right? A big fifth birthday. Can you tell us a little bit about what that was like? I mean, it looked awesome. But I mean, if I had a dream birthday scenario, it probably would have been that.
Yeah, well, my mom always made sure that I had great birthday parties and and sleepovers were my favorite. So Callie was, I threw her her first big sleepover and she had a blast, and they woke up to a splash party, which was a lot of fun, in our backyard. And you know, I try to do everything I can to give my children the best life possible and the best experiences and raise them kind of similar to how my mom raised me.
I love that. I love it. And now, I mean, if you're open, I would love to, are you even thinking about wedding plans? I mean, is it like way at the bottom of the list right now?
It's not actually, it's something that I'm very excited about for next year. And, my focus is really just my newborn and making sure that, you know, I deliver her and she's a healthy baby and, you know, just good energy. And I'm super excited to meet her. But once she's here, then I'll focus on wedding plans.
I love it. And how are you prepping for, you know, for labor and delivery? I know you're a pro, you've done this twice before, but I think a lot of first time moms would love to hear your advice about maybe what to pack in the hospital bag, how to get the mindset right to go into the hospital. Any advice?
I haven't packed my hospital bag just yet, but I probably should like this week. And I just make sure that I have like, very comfortable clothes, a comfy pair of socks and slippers, and what else do I usually pack? Just comfy stuff, and all of my skincare products after, to make me feel hydrated and make me feel fresh again. The tone, Aveeno Tone and Texture, is something that I take everywhere with me, so that will be in my hospital bag as well. And I breastfed both my daughters, so I'll have my nursing bras and stuff, but that's pretty much it. Hopefully I'll be in and out. So
I always say, I always say to moms, I hope it's an uneventful experience. You get to go in and come out, come home. So final question is, are the girls so excited to meet their little sister, their new little sister? Do you have any plans for how you might introduce them to their, all three of them together? I'm sure you're really looking forward to that moment.
Yeah. I really hope that they can just come to the hospital. I know Callie is in school. It just depends on like the timing. But after she's born, I plan on my mom going to get them and bring them to me to meet their little sister. So
that'll be so exciting. I hope we get to see some of that on social media. I just love those moments. And like you see, like the siblings meeting. So best of luck with everything. Thank you again so much for the time. We really appreciate it.